everybody, to the Aaron Tyke Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host here. I've got the Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman, Shelby. He's doing the board, doing a great job, and Dr. Shelly Cole being in the 10 o'clock hour. We're simulcasting right now, right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM at Rockdale Carrick's Tea. Check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you got a question or a comment, give us a call at 254-697-6633. And remember, all programming is put in a podcast form, and you can check it out at Podbean, Apple, Spotify. Thousands and thousands of downloads so far, so go ahead and check it out. Lots of programming for you to listen to in your travels, and a lot of great information. I want to thank all my sponsors for supporting the program. Couldn't do it without them. I want to give an extra special thank you to the people who donate privately. They get nothing out of this other than my thanks. Nobody knows who they are. And I want to thank you very much. And if you want to become a sponsor as well to help the programming, it costs a lot of money to keep it on the air on two stations, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, scroll down, there's a donation button there. And if you can do it on a monthly basis, that'd be great. It really would. Colonel, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful morning out there, crisp and clear. And I wasn't out in it.
You weren't out in it? Okay. Shelby, how you doing?
I got a mic today. Andy's not here. I just want to say, you guys are coming off really loud and crisp and clear, so I don't know. It's going to be a good day.
It's probably because we're not messing with the microphone.
I know. It's not a
we
bunch of
swung
anything around.
Andy can't make it. He's serving a funeral out of town, and I'm not sure. I highly doubt that he'll be calling in, so we will take care of that spot. If he doesn't, we'll do the revival prayer and all that. Let me do the show highlights, set the table as to what's to come. And I'll tell you what, this is a side note. Can you forward Facebook to that? Thank you. All right, here's the table setting. We're going to do devotional, Tony Evans. I got special announcements coming up. The Tony Evans.
What?
The Tony Evans. Wait, I got to show you this book. We're doing 20 different things here at the same time. Okay. I have been given permission by Harvest House Publishers to read up to 15 chapters of Tony Evans' Prayer Book for Men. And I have to show it. And what it is, ladies, I need you to pray extra hard for the men. Men, you need to pray for yourselves as well, because men are supposed to be in leadership position. Not saying women can't. Don't get me wrong. But men, we're created for that purpose, and we need to get back to the proper purpose, okay? True stories, no true stories today. Dr. Shelley will be in from about 10 to 12, so we don't do that on those days. Word of the day in a moment, quote of the day, just a moment. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour, I hope. She's so busy lately, she's not able to break away.
That's
but we'll
not
see.
Bad.
Because I always like to say the scratch and sniff section of the program. Kind of sounds funny, you know? I've got Colonel Brown. Colonel Brown, tease us with what you're going to be talking about shortly.
We're going to talk about total control and central bank currencies. It's been a hot topic lately. It's not really new. They've been talking about it for quite a while. But central bank digital currencies, if you don't know what it is, it's going to steamroll you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to steamroll you big time. Got to be careful with that. All right. Let me do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, Shelby's got a prize for you.
I do. I have multiple different things. You could pick a restaurant in town. The favorite ones are Dairy Queen or Honcho in Texas or Circle S.
I've also got a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights.
The very busy place.
All right. The word of the day is rumor. Rumor. It's a noun. Well, it's got noun and verb forms, but this is the noun form. A currently circulating story or report of uncertain or doubtful truth. Now, I'm picking on this because I've mentioned to you before, look at one news outlet and look at another writing on the same story. There's this video. It shows James Carville. Remember him? He was the
Ball-headed
guy who ran Clinton campaign and all that. Here's the headline. Syphilis rumor spread by desperate Democrats afraid of another Trump presidency. So here we've got James Carville in the video. Said, I've talked to doctors and we've seen this picture here with these little sores on his hands, on his thumb, on his palm and his forefinger. That's syphilis, by gosh. And we're going to spread that around and tell everybody what he got because we're on top of it.
Sounds so high school. Like, well, fine, we're going to tell everyone you have syphilis.
You know what they are? They are golf blisters.
I believe that.
I looked it up. Everyone who's got golf blisters have them in the same spot. It's from holding the club. There's stories on how to prevent golf blisters. There's reasons why you get golf blisters. There's picture of people with golf blisters. Trump plays a mean round of golf.
Can you imagine that, like, waking up and reading your paper and say, what's new today, sir? And they come to him and they're like, sir, there's a rumor you have syphilis.
The clap. He's got the clap.
He's like, oh, great.
I mean, that's how desperate they are. And there's going to be a whole bunch of people out there saying, all right, grab her by the you-know-what. That's why he's got the three things on his hand. So the word of the day is rumor. Colonel, you're looking at me like I'm a nut. I ain't the one who writing it.
They are, but they... The one thing you have to understand is that the ends justifies the means to them, and they will lie. They will never tell you the truth if it's of any advantage to lie to you.
That's why I worry.
I've been attacked.
Even if it does come down to another vote, what's to stop from cheating again? What's to stop from lying again?
When there's no punishment for it.
I mean, what's to stop them again next year when it's running? What's the difference?
If they win this 2024, there won't be anything follow-up.
That's what I'm saying. What's to prevent them or stop them from cheating to get in the position again?
There is really only one way. Two ways. Inform the population and make the population get off their rear ends. And here's a very good
thing.
That's
the hardest part.
I was watching a TikTok video of an individual who says... something about Trump saying, why are they so scared of Trump? And above his head is the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people at his rallies. Mm-hmm. That's the evidence. And I said this a long time ago. I said, don't listen to the news. Watch the footage. See the people. See how they get excited and pumped up. The American people are tired of what the dark side of this nation is doing, the people behind the curtain.
I just love them. I have this image burned in my mind where Biden had this during COVID, a drive-in rally so people could drive their cars up and listen to the speeches and stuff. And there were maybe 10 or 12 cars in this big parking lot.
Well, there's only so many circles you can make 6 feet apart from each other, you know? All right, let me move on. Colonel, what is your quote of the day?
The quote of the day, in the new world, it is not the big fish which eats the small fish. It's a fast fish which eats the slow fish. All right. It in the new world, it's not the big fish which eats the small fish. It's the fast fish which eats the slow fish.
Is that Dr. Seuss?
That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you used to see pictures of this giant fish with its mouth, a grouper, you know, and it's swallowing this minnow. All right. And now what he's saying is it's a fast-moving barracuda that comes in and slices up the big fish or whatever is in its way.
The clownfish.
All right. Let me move on here. This is hilarious. I sent this to Mac the mechanic. Mac and I, and Colonel, we talked about this. This is from Fox News. Tesla charging station flooded with dead cars as freezing temperatures lead to charging issues.
I saw that.
They are PO'd. PO'd.
I saw that.
Well, and those batteries, it's a known fact that the lithium batteries do not work below freezing. And they got New York has a whole bunch of snow plows. There are electric snow plows of all the stupid things. You got to have a heater on your battery. I've got LiPo.
That's probably gas run.
I've got batteries in my garage, and I have to keep them above 41 degrees or they shut off.
Well, the charging stations didn't work, and there was people lined up, stacked on top of each other.
Well, the batteries can't be charged when they're frozen. You've got to thaw the battery out.
They did not think that through, Colonel.
They didn't care. They were selling cars.
No, I'm not talking about them. The people who bought them.
Yeah.
All right, Newt Gingrich. Trump, Iowa landslide. A victory for the American people, and it is. Now, Shelby, you were mentioning what's it going to take. I was trying to get to this. I got sidetracked. If you look at all the counties in Iowa that all voted for Trump, we're going to have a red wave. Remember, we talked about a red tsunami.
98 out of 99.
We said this last time too, though. Red wave was going to happen, but
well,
it didn't.
It would have.
But what's to prevent from all the mail fraud and all the illegals?
We used to have Diamond and Silk on our show, and she would say, you got to outvote the cheat. Okay, you got to outvote the cheat. So that's what I was trying to get at. You look at the thousands and thousands of people. We were talking about what we got to do. You got to inform the people, and the people got to get out there. Because if they get out there in swarm, it'll be too high to cheat. We'll have too many votes to beat the cheat, I'm hoping.
No, you've got to have enough votes, your majority by enough, that when they... the number of votes to beat the votes you have, they got to subtract from you, or they've got to come up with more votes than there are voters.
Democratic people will pretty much do anything to prevent it from happening, and that means anything.
Places that normally have 60% voter turnout all of a sudden the last election had 95, so that they could generate.
Let me do this one last one before we break.
Yeah, you got
next headline. Oil prices soar as OPEC gets bullish on global demand. And what does Trump say to that? Drill, baby, drill. He gets to be a president. Again, we will be drilling for oil, and this won't be our problem. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provides sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Here I go.
radio program?
Turn it down.
Okay.
It was so loud in my ears. I turned it down for the
It's all right.
Speaker.
We're fumbling switches. It's okay, man. That's how we look. Give me a call. 254-697-6633. Let me finish setting the table here. World Economic Forum advisor. Colonel, have you seen this guy, Harari?
I don't recognize the name.
You recognize his face. This guy is out there. He's the guy behind Klaus Schwab. He does everything for Klaus Schwab. His second leading guy, okay? He admits Trump likely to win the 2024 election will be death blow to global order. He's admitting there's a global order. And the more they talk like this, and the more it looks like Trump's going to be the president, he gets in extreme danger. I'll leave it at that. Trump vows to never allow a central bank digital currency. Now, the colonel's going to be talking on this today. And Trump says he'll never allow it to happen.
I've got a warning for him. John F. Kennedy was going to introduce the dollar and fight the Federal Reserve.
Right. We all know what happened in that story.
Kamala Harris tells The View she's scared as heck to run against the crazies.
You mentioned Kamala and The View. You should have stopped right there and just boop.
Okay. This is just a bill that they're working on. The state of Maine bill allows authorities to take kids away from parents who resist transgendering
this
children.
This sounds a lot like Canada.
Was that it? There was another state, too, I thought was doing it.
California.
California,
but it's already happening in Canada.
Food deserts rise in Democrat-run cities as grocers leave in droves.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough chicken wire to keep up the meat from being stolen.
Not enough boxes for the blocks of cheese.
All right, this is a video that I was watching, and I found it very interesting. Indigenous women in Mexico ask the cartel boss to help stop violence.
That's insane. Like, do you hear yourself?
I know, right? Hey, let me get these murderous, corrupt people to help put law and order back in. Oh, man, the world's upside down. 90,000 troops. NATO starts biggest war games in decades next week. Kind of reminds you of the war games we used to do in Germany, Fold the Gap, the whole works. Massive military structures working together. 90,000 plus now. What does that mean, Colonel?
It means that the Democrats want another war. They always start a war.
Okay, finally, blue state blues. Is Anthony Blinken, our U.S. Secretary of State, evil or just clueless? Let me tell you my thought. I've seen him talk and answer a few things with the body language and the expression on his face as he wants to scream out, yes, yes, I hear what you're saying, but if I don't say it this way, they know my daughter is going to the prom. That's right. That's what it looks like. He looks scared to death, and he's so pent up from his frustration. So he's
caught up.
He's caught up. Let me do a few announcements here. January 27th, I will have C.J. Grisham filling in for me. I will be conducting my all-day gun seminar on self-defense and home invasion. I got a full class. February 3rd, there will be a live forum of the candidates for constable here in Precinct 2 in Milam County. And Doug Veach was invited. Amanda Sanders Duncan was invited. Carlton Scott was invited.
Mm-hmm.
And Candace Staton.
That's the day we should have Frank stay in.
Well, he's more than welcome to come in.
Gonna stay in.
But we're gonna have a forum from 10:45 to 11:30. They're all invited. Who shows up, they show up. I handed them the questions already. And this way we can get to know who we're voting for as compared to going to the ballot and saying, I heard the name, but I really don't know anything about the person.
Or even if you only know one out of those four or five people, it's kind of helpful to hear from all of them. That way you can make a real educated decision.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take advantage of that here. We got the microphone.
Wonderful.
All right. Judge Andy is not here. Morningstar Ranch. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to keep it quick. Morningstar Ranch, he's done a fantastic job, him and Rita Kay, and helping people, all sorts of people.
We have, and they've got some camps coming up pretty quick, is what he was saying. He was preparing for the camps for this year, I guess, spring.
And they can always use financial support. They do a great job. They put a lot of work into it. So if you're able to donate, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and you'll see the link to Morningstar Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out.
Or
there.
MSRministries.org.
Okay, so let me say a prayer about our nation. Lord, I want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to be born in this country. to live in this country, to be a citizen of this country. It's the beacon of light for the rest of the world, yet it's upside down. We have lost sight of you. We wish to repent. All those who want to do that, we're screaming up to you. We're being the widow who is annoying the judge, and the judge can't stand it anymore. He says, okay, give the widow what she wants, just get her out of here. So I want to bug you, all of us want to scream up to you and bug you to say, help us, revive us, get us to go in the proper direction, to repent, turn 180 degrees and put you in your proper place, and let's restore this land. Lord, we just thank you and know you can do it, and thank you in advance. Pray through your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Show me how much time I got.
A lot.
Okay.
You're good. 5 minutes or so.
Let me read my devotional. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. And I think I started yesterday. I think I'm going to start posting it on the Facebook page as well. So all you people on my devotional list, you get it. But all those who are not,
you're going to get a whole new warning put on your page. It's already blocked you for gun sales and violence. Now it's going to do it for...
It's going to take you two or three times to get to the website because they're so paranoid. But anyway,
keep asking you, are you sure you want to come here?
I think this is Monday's devotional. It says, good morning. I'm almost 61 years old and have the spirit of a youngster and feel like I'm 110. Okay? All that to say, in my years on this earth, I've noticed that almost everything on this earth wants to eat us. Here's one thing that would love to consume us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. I continue. As life happens, we happen. And when we happen, if we are not careful, can be consumed by the evil one. All the more reason we must fall back on the word of God. This comes from Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds its house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself. And they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. I continue. Keep the house swept. Keep the house in order. And here's Matt ad-libbing. And put locks on doors and windows. This comes from James chapter 2, verse 19. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. James 4, 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I close. When in doubt, fall back to the Word. Better yet, let's all stay heavily in the Word and not go through this mess in the first place. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Do I have time to read the chapter?
Mm-hmm.
How much time I got?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. This is a prayer for men from Tony Evans. And thank you again, Harvest House Publishers. I'm going to ask that the ladies pray doubly hard for the men. And men, you need to pray for yourselves as well. Because men, you need to be in leadership position. That's the respected way. Women will respect you for it. Here is a prayer for a greater calling by Tony Evans. Lord, help me to accomplish great things for you. Give me something big to do for you. Let it be larger than my own capacity to pull off. And by big, I'm not just talking about the size of it. I'm also talking about how you view it. Give me a calling that requires faith to do it well. Give me a responsibility that will truly matter for your kingdom, that will matter for the salvation of souls, the discipleship of others, and the good of others. Lord, give me a Goliath to slay, an enemy to conquer, a battle to be won. Give me a challenge. You created men to take on challenges. But I don't want to face challenges without you. As Moses said, if you're not going into this challenge or battle with me, then I don't want to go. I want you more than the challenge itself, and I know I cannot win it on my own. I want to go, but not by myself. I want to go with you, and I do want that challenge. I want a kingdom assignment, Lord. I want something that will blow my mind, advance your kingdom, impact the lives of people, and grow me spiritually. God, give me a beast of a challenge so that you can take the manhood that you're given me and build it up. Give it to me, Lord. I want it. I'll take it. I'll receive it. I'll ask for it. But I don't want it without you alongside me. In Christ, amen. And Tony makes a comment here. You will often know that it is God asking you to do something if it is something you cannot do on your own. Woo! That was powerful. So there you go. Pray it hard. Bother the Lord. Make him say, I'm tired of you. Let me get it done for you.
If you go in and apply for a job and you use that line, they'll hire you. If you're looking for a challenge and you're looking for a job and going to work with them, that's what they need.
I was just watching a comedian. They were talking about airline pilots and diversifying. And the comedian's going, diversity? Don't you want somebody who's the best? Are you going to meet numbers?
Did you see that news thing that came out that said they're too lenient or not lenient enough with mental disabilities for pilots, that they want to open it up some more and let even mentally impaired people fly planes? I'll find it and show it to you.
Absolutely.
I'm not joking.
I don't doubt you. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores, or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. We usually have Kurt call us in here, but he's got a sore throat. And he many times calls in with a poem version of the word of the day. Mm-hmm. And he did that. And I gave it to the colonel for the colonel to read. The word of the day is rumor. And the definition is a currently circulating story or report of uncertain or doubtful truth. And it comes from the headline, Syphilis Rumor Spread by Desperate Democrats Afraid of Another Trump Presidency. So, Kurt contacted us, wrote a poem. Colonel, why don't you read it for him?
Rumor. A devious devil spreads a rumor to influence the people's choice. Said devil is a cancerous tumor who would silence the people's voice.
That's pretty good, huh? Very good. Very good, Kurt. I'd offer you something, but I know you won't take it.
It's been so many times.
Well, invite him out to dinner.
We're going to have to go stop by the Cameron Farmers Market located at the park in the middle of town.
There were nobody there this morning. It was cold.
They posted on the Facebook page that they were going to be there.
Kurt go there maybe later. Every time? Is he there every time?
I know he's
there
sometimes.
They're usually there often. When I go by in the morning. I honk
maybe at them. They start a little bit later to let it warm up a little bit.
All right, Colonel, one last time on your quote, and then I'm going to read something to set you up.
And
we got the quote coming up here. If you can call it 254-697-6633. Go ahead.
In the new world, it is not the big fish which eats the small fish. It is the fast fish which eats the slow fish.
Okay. Call us up.
And that's by Matt's favorite person.
I know who that would be then.
And the World Economic Forum.
Okay. Cue ball. All right.
Quit giving hints.
Colonel, I'm going to set you up here. I've got this article, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Trump vows to never allow a central bank digital currency. Trump warns that CBDCs would give the government absolute control over your money. This would be a dangerous threat to freedom, and I will stop it from coming to America. We are also going to put in place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you for your political beliefs. That will never happen while I'm your president. Colonel?
All right. Well, that's the topic today is central bank digital currencies, but we've had a question here. What are this list of us acceptable forms of photo identification to vote? And there are seven of them. And a Texas driver's license, Texas Department of Public Safety ID, a Texas election identification certificate, Texas handgun license, United States military identification card, or United States citizenship certificate, or a United States passport. So all of those are acceptable forms of ID. And some important dates for you. Now you can go to the secretary or your local county election commission website and click on a link that'll check you if your voter registration is current. If you have not voted for a couple of elections, you may be purged from the roll for inactive voter. So 5 February is the last day to register to vote. 20 February is early voting starts. The 1st of March is the last day of early voting. 5 March is the election, Tuesday, 5 March. And the last day to receive a ballot by mail is 6 March if it's postmarked 5 March or earlier. So there's your important dates.
Colonel, the reason we brought that up, got a call. We'll keep the name anonymous.
A named caller called and said the last time she went to vote, it wasn't in this county. I think she mentioned Falls County, that she wasn't asked for identification. She said, well, I'm not registered to vote here. They said, that's fine. And she said, well, let me go get my purse because I have my ID. You don't need it. Just come in and vote.
That's a violation of the law, and it sounds like a Democrat.
She said this just happened the last time voting happened.
Okay, that's violations, multiple violations, and a felony violation.
She was stressing that it wasn't. She knew it wasn't right.
Yes, and that unfortunately, that's not the way it works in Bell County. Okay, or the way it used to work when I was a judge.
Shouldn't work that way at all.
All right. Deep dive today. The topic is a deep dive into the central bank digital currencies here on the lower left-hand corner of the big picture. Davos, World Economic Forum, had a big discussion on central bank digital currencies. What would possibly go wrong with having a central bank digital currency instead of paper Federal Reserve notes? Paper dollars you have to touch. Paper checks, you had to touch those. And then we went to electric checks. You could electronically scan your check and you didn't have to touch it anymore. You could cash a check without touching it. Characteristics of a central bank digital currency. This is topics we're going to cover. Is a CBDC, central bank digital currency, compatible with our Declaration of Independence? Is it compatible with our Constitution? What is required for a central bank digital currency to work? Right, those are things. The Fed has said it will not implement without law. Trump says over his dead body. That worked for JFK with the dollar.
He shouldn't talk like that. Serious, man.
It is. But that's I do not trust these people. Big money involved here. We're talking
about the expression?
Trillions
of
dollars.
They're too big to lose right now?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. One of the requirements for a central bank digital currency requires a digital network connection and computer literacy. Typically, an internet connection, a smartphone, a computer, maybe a dedicated digital device like a calculator that would hook up some cell phone-like. Account information, this would give you your account information, the balance, and other information. Now, one of the things with a central bank digital currency is you have no proof of ownership. It exists only on a central bank computer memory. It can be removed or added at any time. Every transaction is monitored, where it was spent, when it was spent, for what it was spent, how much was spent. There are possible restrictions. They could restrict the amount that you can spend and use your digital currency for rent, a house payment, for food. Red meat can be restricted. You could have fish and chicken. You can have Brussels sprouts, but not corn. Ice cream cones are out. No MAGA gear. No religious products.
You know, Colonel, people may be saying you're crazy. Remember Bloomberg in New York? He said you can't have a large Big Gulp or something? Because he's dictating what
they do. The liberals want controls, and this is one of the things. And, of course, there's no arms. You can't. Knives, guns could all be restricted. Bows and arrows. Boxing gloves. Okay, so. And also, the farmers couldn't buy livestock feed, no fertilizer, no seeds, no diesel. Where you can buy, the location, the store type, the business type, personal services. We already have this now with credit cards. Won't take gun shops. Okay, personal services, maid service, makeup, massage. Maybe these would be restricted. Also, they can control when. They got an expiration date on your money. If you don't spend it by a certain time, they could take it out of your account. It could decrease in value with time, a negative interest. There's a pressure to spend to increase the, quote, velocity of the money through the system. It could also increase in value with time, a positive incentive to save. How does the Declaration of Independence match up? Life, the sum total of what you can make with your life, work, home, family, fortune. Liberty, the ability to do what you want as long as you do not interfere with another's liberty. Private property is essential to liberty. With a CBDC, you own nothing, and with a bionic brain chip implant stimulating your pleasure center, you'll be happy too. Pursuit of happiness. That's your life. Live, marry, go, stay, associate with whom you want. How about the Constitution? The First Amendment. The freedom of religion, speech, assembly, peaceably that is. But all of these could be restricted with a central bank digital currency. No donations to the church. No purchase of Bibles. They searched for that already. Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, but they can control no gun shops, whatever they want to. No academy. Third, no soldier shall be quartered in your house. All right. Illegal aliens, restrictions. We've had Massachusetts begging people to take illegal aliens into their house with no vetting. Right? Restrictions on the use of your home. Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Right? With a central CBDC, there would be no privacy in your personal papers, bank account, anything. All right, how about a complete lack of privacy? Well, we almost may have that in Walmart.
Yeah.
We have facial recognition. How much time we got?
About 15 seconds.
All right, so let's hold Walmart for after the break. That should be a fun entertainment
thing. How much time I got?
Five seconds.
5 seconds. Fade the music for a second.
Okay,
Colonel, you know what the problem is? The citizenry, most of it, a lot of it, has been dumbed down because of schooling. They don't know the love of the Constitution. They don't understand the Constitution. So all the stuff that they're seeing now is what they think is the way it's supposed to be.
Nobody
that's our problem.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
They're not paying attention. We'll be back in three.
They are so ignorant, you cannot.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Brown, got a question or a comment you want to add to the conversation, 254-697-6633. The Colonel is talking about, how do they say it, CBDCs?
And,
I say that five times fast. So it's pretty scary, ladies and gentlemen. And I made the comment before the break. Mm-hmm. People have forgot about the Constitution. That's why we're falling into this trap.
And they're getting used to this stuff. It's been happening. Okay, so complete lack of privacy. Let's talk about what happens when you walk through Walmart. Mm-hmm. If you come in the front door, you see yourself on a camera, facial recognition. Some people are banned from Walmart because of past infractions. But facial recognition and body recognition, they don't have to see your face to identify you. There are refrigerators that can identify a person by their hand.
Right.
Cell phone tracking. They know where you are. Credit card tracking. The location, time of use, all items purchased, when you paid it off, how much. All of this is available from your credit card. How much do you owe? Association by matching cell phone locations. They know who you're working with. If you have a meeting, you attend a meeting, they can tell all the people that were there so they know what you're talking
right,
about.
Right, how often you go shopping, what you generally shop for. That's kind of
exactly.
Scary.
All right. The Fifth Amendment is a right of not to self-incriminate, but all of your records can be subpoenaed from your telephone, your credit card, and all this. Sixth, the right to a jury trial, an unbiased jury. And can the jury be unbiased if they have a central bank digital currency card in their pocket
right.
and they know that if they don't vote the right way, it's going to be zeroed out?
They're going to take all their money?
Wow. What okay. a thought.
That was a mind bomb right there.
Somebody had to say it. All right, the right to the jury trial. Excessive bails, fines, no, nor cruel or unusual punishment is the eighth one. But all the things they can do to you by taking away or limiting where you can spend your money. All right, what is the definition of communism? Communism is the total ownership of all means of capital production. And with a central bank digital currency, that's what they have is total control. What is necessary for central bank, for central planning to work? All right. If you have all the means of capital, then you have to have central planning to use it. That requires total control. What is necessary for total control? Well, you've got to have a national police force. The central government pulls the strings on the local government by grants of your tax money or money borrowed from your children, giving it back to your police department and saying it's free. Police training, positions, and equipment come with controls and propaganda. Total control over money. Think about this. When you can get credit, if you get credit, when you can spend it, where you can spend it, what you can buy with it, who you can transfer it to, when it will expire. Control of your life and all its decisions. Right? They can control who you marry, the number of children, what you eat, where you live, how large a living space, what media you consume, what you believe, what medical care you receive, and when you die.
Girl, some people may say it'll never happen here. Look at China. China's doing the same darn thing.
I don't believe that it could never not happen here.
My next line is the Chinese Communist Party is striving for, and they already have implemented the equivalent of them. Trump is dead set against central bank digital currency. And that is true because it conflicts with almost everything in our current way of life.
It does.
And that should be scary to you. So I remind you, all right, the only way we can whip this is if you come out and vote. We got an election coming up. Early voting starts on I had it all listed out here.
What are you looking for? Let me say something. Ladies and gentlemen, not only do you have to vote, if you hear my voice, if you're watching me on Facebook or doing both or whatever, you need to share this on your social platforms to people to listen to this program because there's not many of these types of programs around. And this program, like it has when it was 5 days, 3 hours, and just this one day now, we're trying to put out the truth to the best of our abilities. And if you don't like it, call me and we'll talk about it. If you like it, do something about
it. It's not even the normal people that vote. It's that we already know, like we vote, we're already going to go vote. Take somebody who generally doesn't go vote. like your grandchildren or your children, or if you're an adult who votes, take your parents. Just take somebody with you. Don't go by yourself, because that'll matter.
If everybody just takes one person, we're not asking you to take everybody you know, just one person.
If just you're that going doubles up there, the come turnout. With me anyway.
And if we double the turnout, we win.
Now, so wait a minute. Let's clarify that, Colonel. I know you. Colonel, why don't you come with me? We'll go vote.
No, it's no, people who don't generally vote. Go vote, like your grandchildren or your children.
Take a normal non-voter.
Yeah.
If we expand the voting base by 15, if we go from this typical 15-16% they're going to turn out to 30%, right. What a major, major shift that would make. All right, the first day of early voting is 20 February. The last day to register to vote is 5 February. And you got to register 30 days ahead.
Maybe.
And if you change counties, you've got to re-register to vote with your residence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 5 March, Tuesday's election day. The 1st of March is the last day to early vote, Saturday. So, Matt, we'll give you some help there. I rushed through it, and I rushed through it too fast.
No, you didn't rush through
it. No, it was fine.
We started you a little bit earlier, that's why. It's not a problem. But that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. There's all these different topics to talk about that are very concerning. But once they get this, I forget who said it, Colonel. The person, you have the money. What banker said this? J.P. Morgan, if I control the banks, I have control over everything.
That was probably somebody like that, or Rockefeller, or somebody.
Yeah, if I have the currency, I don't care who writes the laws.
There you go. So that's why this is extremely important. So I'm asking you once again, each and every person who hears my voice right now, you can participate in the saving of our nation by sharing this show and this type of information with those people. And yes, you're going to be looked at sometimes like you got two heads.
You can't have self-government if you don't put some self in it. And that means you have to participate. You have to educate people. You have to educate yourself. You have to run for office. People have to run for office. You have to participate.
And letting your government pay for everything for you is not freedom.
Let me ask you two something here, and make the answer brief.
Okay.
Let's do Thanksgiving. What is some traditions that you have for Thanksgiving? And I'll ask you the same question, Colonel.
A tradition?
What's a tradition at your house for Thanksgiving? Do you put it up at a? Do you? Let's do Christmas. Do you put the Christmas tree up right after Thanksgiving? Do
no.
you open presents the night before?
Because my daughter's birthday is at the end of the first week of December, so we don't want to mix birthday and Christmas. So we wait completely till the second or third week of December.
Because you got tradition.
Right.
Now, what if I said, no, we're going to change that?
And we do Christmas gumbo, because we don't do turkey and ham and all that.
No, we're not going to do Christmas gumbo. We're going to do something else.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay,
no.
So you have a tradition. Colonel, what do you do for Christmas?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, we don't do a lot because we give to charity. I am blessed to be with a family. I've got a brother that's a PhD, a sister that's a veterinary, another sister that's a CPA, and I'm the only one that I'm retired. But the family doesn't. We don't need anything.
Okay, but the bottom line
has
is
so
bottom
we
line
donate
is
money.
If somebody on
charity,
the outside,
right.
If somebody on the outside says we're not going to do that no more, you're not going to like it, right? Because that's your tradition.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm trying to get at: the United States of America, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, from its birth, its conception to probably 1950. Okay, had tradition that you loved it, you supported it, you protected it, and they have deluded the population to get rid of traditions. You can't say Merry Christmas. You shouldn't cut down trees. They're trying to take everything away so that your tradition is no longer a tradition, and they make the new ones, and the new one is the world we're living in right now.
They're destroying history. They pull down the statues, good and bad. They decimated history. They're rewriting history.
The
electronic
exact
history books, all of these electronic textbooks, they can change them in a flash.
The exact same thing. You know, every time history will repeat itself, and then they try to erase just enough to where people don't realize the same thing's happening from before.
George Orwell, 1984.
Yeah.
The the memory hole. Isn't that what they call it?
Something like that, yes. So that's
it's a furnace. You take the documentation and we can make it like you never existed.
Right. Like it. No, nothing like this has ever happened before in history, you know, wink, wink, because we've gotten rid of it all. You've never learned about it.
What does it say? We've always been at war with Eurasia. We've never been at war with Eurasia. They just put out the talking points. Right. Read the book. The book was so ahead of its time. He wrote
and
it in the 50s.
And the Bible is a fantastic book. As some of the founders said, it's the best guide for this life and the one after.
How much time I got?
About 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Well, yeah. With that 30 seconds, Colonel, you did a great job. I want to tease and say our very own Dr. Shelley is in the studio.
Yes.
And at about 10:02, something like that?
Four.
We will be speaking with Dr. Shelley Cole. So get ready. The phone number, 254-697-6633.
Mm-hmm. We got a second here.
Yeah, go ahead.
24th Annual Mayor's New Year's Community Prayer Service is this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. University of Mary Hardin Baylor Manning Chapel. And if you're driving down North Main Street 317, when you get to the traffic light there in front of Mary Hardin Baylor, look to your left and you'll see the big big spire, the big steeple.
All right, we'll be back in three. See.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
program, hour number two. Matt, your host, the wingman, Colonel Rayford Brown. Shelby doing the board, and she's doing a great job. And my very special guest, Dr. Shelley Cole, in the studio. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale at KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads already, so go check it out. Dr. Shelley Cole, welcome to the studio.
Hey, so you don't have a microphone?
I got one right here. I got
one.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Dr. Shelley is on the platinum microphone. She's so got the special microphone.
He's really not going to interrupt me. That's why he's...
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Look, I have a German, I have a German Shepherd. You may have seen them, seen her. And there's we got a muzzle. So I brought the muzzle with me.
Did you?
Try and keep my mouth shut.
Well, no, today, actually, I want your input a lot because, you know, I realize we're now in January 2024. And it's been 4 years of this COVID.
Bravo, Sierra.
Oh, my gosh. And so... if you all have noticed, I haven't really wanted to talk about the vaccine and right. COVID and everything.
I can't believe that 4 years when you said that. I was like, wait, what?
It's been 4 years.
I was tired of it, too. I'm just like, come on, we got to get... Because I think the more we talked about it, the more it stayed in the consciousness as compared to just letting it fade away.
Right.
But Shelley, now you and I, we do Facebook Lives, and we try to do it every 2 weeks. I need to talk to you about this week, by the way. And we talked about this right here only in, like, pill form. The headline reads, Elon Musk shocked insurance company bribed health providers to push COVID shots. The bottom line of the article is this. Pharmaceutical are paying doctors to say, hey, look, you ask your people to take a shot and we'll pay you $125, $200. And normal physicians have about 1,000 clients, up to 3,000 clients, a lot of money.
Probably
right?
more. Probably more than that. I would say probably 4,000 would be a typical load.
That's a lot of money for people getting shots. So all I've been trying to say is follow the money. All I'm trying to say is just don't listen to a news program and at the end of it goes, this is sponsored by Pfizer. It's monetarily fabricated. Pay attention. I have paused. Go ahead.
Yeah, the commercials on television now for Pfizer are saying, if you're not sure, ask your doctor. Yeah,
because we've already bribed them.
They're paid off too.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, where is my profession? You know, I really, before the pandemic, I just thought they were uninformed. They weren't reading. They never would think outside the box. You know, they were just kind of stuck in a rut of their education. But after COVID, you know, when they started maligning perfectly good FDA-approved drugs like hydroxychloroquine, like ivermectin, and, they, you know, called them horse dewormer and would literally tell patients that they weren't effective.
I remember that.
That there
was
saying, no...
Don't go take the wormer that's going to be dangerous for you. I remember that going out.
Well, I still have patients coming in and saying, well, my doctor says I can't take ivermectin because it'll hurt my heart.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Look, life is business. Life is business. So anything that you're dealing with is a business to some degree. Why would somebody, if I have a business, want to tell you the truth about somebody else being, hey, they do this too. This is a great place. Why would I do that? I want to keep it myself. So these people are saying, can't talk about ivermectin, can't talk about HCQ because it works. It'll take away from my profit base.
Well, yes. And the bottom line was that no emergency use authorization could be approved if there was any other FDA-approved drugs that were effective, right? So that's why they maligned it. But, you know, we've been doing this. I started with you, and Rayford was the inciting. He asked me to come to the radio the first time. And I remember he came into my office, a friend, Emily Kirkpatrick, told him that I would write scripts for hydroxychloroquine. And you remember that, Rayford?
Well, I was sick.
You were sick. And so you came in the office, and we had a consultation, which was kind of unusual because we were actually doing telemedicine. And so we weren't seeing people, but I'm not sure what the circumstances were. You must have been really sick, Rayford, because we weren't seeing too many people in the office at that point.
Well, I remember that, Colonel. I remember sitting there at the other studio, and you were talking about it. You were getting sick, and then you mentioned Shelley.
You remember that?
Yeah, I had a headache, and I never have a headache. I hardly ever have a headache. And I had this headache. I was tired. I didn't want to do anything. And I was taken as a prophylactic, so I didn't think I had COVID, but I had a mild case of that. And then I didn't take the therapeutic dose in time. So I was a little late taking it, and by the end, I think the virus was already over. But anyway, I got over it pretty much.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, yeah. He's here to talk about it now.
He's still here.
Yeah, he is still here.
Yeah, I never had respiratory issues, but I've had friends. Boy, he was deathly ill when we got him drug in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember one of the very first patients I took care of, outpatient, and I started writing prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine on March the 16th of 2020. So that was very early in the pandemic. And I remember one of the first ladies that I treated, her sister was hospitalized on a vent and had been in the hospital for 6 weeks. And so this, you know, sister walks in. And so, you know, I took care of her. It was a 5-day course. You know, of hydroxychloroquine, it cost $12.67.
Well, that's not doable.
And so she got to like the fifth day of her script, and she called and she says, "Okay, so now, like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, you know," I said, "Well, you're done. I mean, you're done." She goes, "I'm done? What do you mean I'm done? You know, it's like you don't need any more meds. Now you have natural immunity. And that's the best defense that you can, your own natural defense." And she could not believe it because, you know, of course, her sister had to go to a rehab. And
well, Shelley, you made a comment about when you had measles. You have the families get together, same concept. Just to do that on purpose.
Well, yes. So before this pandemic, all of medicine agreed that natural immunity, well, you know, I take that back because they've been pushing the childhood vaccine schedule and the flu shot. And I hope we can get into that in more detail today. But natural immunity is a protection for, and it prevents transmission because it's kind of a buffer. If somebody gets an infection and then the people around that person get the infection and become immune, now they have antibodies, so if they're ever exposed to the virus again, then they'll immediately respond to it and fight it off. So there's a buffer, and so the virus can't spread because of natural immunity. And you all remember when Fauci was talking about it. When we get to, he was talking about vaccine immunity. When we get to 65%, do you all remember that?
Don't even start with the percentages.
But then it comes out in the end that the vaccine was never tested to see if it would stop transmission.
That's
it
right.
It did not. It did nothing except
they said
poison
it did.
You.
They said it immediately stopped.
Poison.
Right.
It was a shield.
Shelley, did you see that video?
We did. I'm
pretty sure.
You played it for
it? Oh, yeah. 95%. 95, 80, 85, 3.
We're still at half.
What's his name? Russell Brand was doing cracking me up.
We're still at half. If we get two, we'll have a whole one.
But you all remember that I also commented on the, you know, so they talked about 95% effective. That's what Pfizer said, you know, at the beginning. It's 95% effective.
That's effective.
Now, that was based upon relative risk statistics, okay? But the actual risk statistics. You want to know how effective it was?
Yes.
6%.
0.86. Wow. Less than 1%.
Interesting.
And yet they can publish to the public, say it's 95% effective, but it really was less than 1%.
Can you explain the term relative when you're saying that, it was 95%, but that was relative?
So relative risk means of the people that are still at risk for the infection, how many people in that group get it versus the population as a whole. The absolute risk are the, you know, how many people get the infection.
I'm a big pusher on definition because if we can understand our conversation better, because I'm a 25-cent guy, I'm able to wrap my brain around a lot more. I got to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Dr. Shelley Cole. The number is 254-697-6633.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
High Cap Adventure Radio program. My special guest host, Dr. Shelley Cole.
HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you can't remember that, go to Aaron'sGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page. You'll see all the sponsors there. You can click on her link, take you right to her. We're having a great conversation. And please, everybody, if you hear my voice, share this program. Got important information to go out. Please share it. The more we have involved, the more we can do. Shelley?
Well, I want to cover a very interesting article that came out from Debbie Lerman, and she is a retired science writer. Okay, so she would, you know, write about science literature, and she graduated from Harvard, and she kind of took a deep dive into how this emergency use authorization started in the beginning, how we got this vaccine, the warp speed, how did all of this happen? Because now we can look back and say, oh my gosh, it doesn't even prevent transmission. And look at the lives that have lost. Look at the excess mortality rates with this vaccine. Look at the insurance literature. You know, we're talking about astronomical rates of death that we have never experienced before. You know, more than a 500 flood, you know, warning. We're on a whole nother level. You know, we used to get worried about 10%. Now we're at 40%. And so she went in and she looked at how we got this mechanism. And you have to understand, so the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, has to approve and say there's an emergency, okay? And that guy, you know, I just took a little deep dive into him, and he's not even a physician, okay? He's not even a medical, he's an attorney. He went to law school. He's a lobbyist. He worked for Eli Lilly. Okay? After he, you know, it's the revolving door nightmare. He goes into industry and comes out, and a couple months later, what do you know? He comes and he joins the regulatory agencies or those in charge of public health in the United States. And so they, you have to understand, they cannot get an emergency use authorization easily, okay? And so there are certain criteria that have to be met to get an EUA. And one is, like we talked about, there aren't any other drugs that are already approved by the FDA that work to treat it, okay? There has to be a public emergency. Okay, but it was fascinating because the vaccines were never ever intended. And remember, we spent probably a year or two explaining why that this COVID
shot
is really not a vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, everyone uses that term now, regretfully. But Health and Human Services didn't even have the legal ability to get the vaccines approved. You have to go through the Department of Defense. I mean, it's ridiculous. So actually, Health and Human Services has no authority to grant certain types of what we call special acquisition contracts. And so the vaccines were really never intended to be for an emergency like this. Mm-hmm. It was intended for war and weapons of mass destruction, right? Okay. But the vaccine, and then of course you can fast forward, and now we know that you never vaccinate people in the middle of a pandemic,
right?
Because all you do is force the virus to mutate.
And make it harder.
Make it more transmittable. And just because you push a virus to mutate, it's going to mutate.
Like the flu.
Right.
You know, Shelley, you were like
didn't want to talk about this kind of stuff, and neither did I. But in reality, we're going to have to, because they're already coming up with disease X.
Right.
And
right.
It's 2024.
It's a voting year.
It's a voting
it's
year.
It's an election
year.
We're going
to be a virus.
We're gonna so this is all the more reason. We have 4 years of history, Shelley, that we can explain to the population. Watch
right.
out for this. Watch out for that. Blah,
right.
blah, blah. So this is great what you're doing.
Do you remember the 15-day lockdown?
Yes. And I said, I'm all for it. Let's get it done. Let's teamwork. Let's just do
let's,
it.
Let's
but then it turned
get
out
ahead
to
of the curve.
But okay, but think about it. Let's think about this a little more clearly. So you're locking down people that are healthy. Okay.
Right.
And we put sick COVID people in nursing homes mm-hmm. with the most vulnerable population
right.
to get sick. Mm-hmm. Right. We told people that you had to wear a mask.
Had
okay.
to.
Yeah,
now,
Michelle,
we,
you got to remember something, though. When we made these decisions, the 15-day lockdown, and I'm saying, yeah, I was all for it, it's because it's something the world's like, oh, my gosh. And we were trusting our government, and we're saying,
right.
okay, let's work as a team. And then the truth started coming out. So I'm totally opposed to that now.
Right, right. You know, but public policy... So you have to understand, the Department of Defense had to approve these vaccines. It wasn't the normal standard mechanism. And it's based upon the assumption that we're doing countermeasures where we're in the middle. Like an example would be anthrax, okay? You know, we have this anthrax threat. We're going to get some, what we call a countermeasure. We're going to get something to try to prevent it from spreading. It's going to be risky. We don't have a lot of time to perfect it. And people, yes, they're going to die. But we're expecting millions to die. Remember they said 2.2 million. That's what they were expecting to die. And that's why people like you, you said, you know, I'm willing to do the 15-day lockdown. Because, but what happened on day 16?
Yeah, right. It was just a lack of understanding.
You know, and we should know by history that there is no end. You know, once they get control, once they get some type of authority over us, they never take it back.
Right.
And so, actually, the national emergency, and I actually looked this up today because I wanted to see the national emergency. It started January the 31st of 20, okay, just 4 years ago, and it ended April the 10th of 2023. Did y'all hear that?
No.
Anyone hear that the national emergency's over?
No.
Because it signed behind closed doors. Actually, the Republicans wanted it. So the Democrats voted against it. The Republicans wanted it. Biden said he was going to veto it.
Right.
And then he said, no, I'll sign it. So he signed it with a one-line statement, you know, the national emergency is over, essentially.
Right.
And that was May the 10th. Now, there's a different thing called the public health emergency. You all, so it really is frustrating because all of this legislation that allowed them to have all these protections, and I really want to cover it because there's a plot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to say it now because, you know, it was a diabolical plot, and they orchestrated it, and they still continue to do it. And because we've allowed them to get away with it, I kind of think
that... And it was a successful plot at that.
Very successful.
Shelley, before you get into another comment, let me back it up about being a plot. And Colonel, I think you can help me with this because you were here when I was reporting on this. The pandemic started on a certain date. And I got articles, I can't pull them up now, I can't find them now, but they were showing how people who invest money in world diseases, I'm not sure what you call that, but they invest all this money, and if nothing happens, they make interest for putting the money up front. But if a pandemic happens, they lose all this money. And those contracts were over shortly after the pandemic happened, but it was well known that the planet was getting infected.
Right.
Right.
But they did it because of money.
Right.
It all revolves around money.
Well, let's talk about the CARES Act then, okay? Yes. And guess what it's called? The Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. Sounds really good, right? CARES.
They always do.
We care. Mm-hmm. We care about you. And it was passed into law March the 27th of 20. We're talking March of 20. So I looked back, I said, okay, so it became law. That's pretty quick for the coronavirus law to come. So I went back and I looked. When did they put it, submit it for, you know, advisement? When did they go to the committees and start reviewing the supposed law? January 24th of 2019. Huh. And it's called the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic
That's
Security
Act. That's a good year ahead of time.
A year ahead of time.
That's a year ahead of time. Let's say it again. That's a year ahead of time.
That is a year ahead of time.
Shelly, we got 20 seconds.
Right, right. And the Paycheck Protection Program, you know, also, you know, was already in force, moving along when the pandemic happened. So, you know, they laid out a timeline.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a hard break. Got to go to it. But it's interesting, when you line up all the ducks, you see a bad picture. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelly Cole.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Oh,
taking too much control and being in charge too much.
You have to pay attention.
All right, welcome back to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Shelby doing a great job. My wingman, Colonel, always doing a great job. Dr. Shelley Cole, my special guest host today. If you want to make contact with her, we'll be talking about this later, but just go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, find her link, healthysuccessworks.com, click on it, bam, there you are.
Or right? If you want to call her up here and have a question, yeah. Call 254-697-6633.
So, Rennie Lee, L-E... I can't even pronounce this guy's name. I'm sorry. He's a Beijing-based recipient of a grant, a U.S. federal grant. And so you were asking, when did we know the sequencing of the COVID virus? We knew it December 28th of 2019.
I thought they'd never discovered the virus. Well, nobody could ever furnish that research, well, that, a copy of the virus. They had,
yes,
segment.
Yes.
They had coded the segment.
We talked about it for years, you know. There are certain criteria to be called an infectious disease and a virus, and like you have to be able to take a sampling from a sick person and replicate it and then give it to someone else, and then they also get sick. But
Shelley, wait.
Yeah,
there's people out there. I say I'm a 25 cent guy. There's people out there calling me 50 cent. Okay, because
you're 50 cent.
You are 50 cent. Now you're almost a dollar.
But Shelley, what I want you to do, please, is you presented the info like the listening audience, all of them know what you're getting at. So please, in 50 cent terms, explain, encapsulate it in two or three sentences. As what does that mean?
As long as you won't make me, you know, say the guy's name, then I will. Okay. I will be happy to explain it. So back in, before the pandemic, in December the 28th of 2019, there was a sequencing. Everyone knows DNA and RNA, and we can sequence. We know exactly what the sequencing of the virus was back in December of 2019 before. And
so the question rises, how do you know it if it isn't even hit yet? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Hello.
It's pretty...
That's 25 cent talking to you.
Pretty fast. Science doesn't work that fast, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, we say, wow, warp speed for this vaccine. Oh,
right.
Please. You don't think that we had... you know, coronavirus vaccines, you know, ready and willing to go when they started all of this.
But just when you keep talking about warp speed, I'm totally into warp speed. I'm totally into it for this one part of it. All the miscellaneous baloney that doesn't need to be there, get rid of it. But don't soften up or don't make loose the requirements that make it safe. Was that clear?
It is clear.
No, long range testing. There is no safe way to skip long-range testing. And how much myocarditis would have been prevented if they had wanted to prevent it.
Right.
They wasn't trying to cause it.
Well, how many people warned them that putting people on the ventilators for the long periods of time? Who was that came out and said that they tried to warn them? Was it... Tesla, what's his name? I can't remember right now.
Musk?
Yes, he said that was not going to be good. That was going to kill a lot of people, and they ignored him. He said that on a podcast with Joe Rogan.
Well, he has, because who he is, he has access to a lot of information.
Okay, good. Look, well, that 15-day lockdown, the purpose of it was so that we could limit the number of ICU hospitalizations. Do you all remember?
Yes.
It really, that, you know, that was their goal. We're going to have 2.2 million deaths.
Right.
And apparently the two, quote, intelligent people, Fauci and Birx, walked into Trump's office and said, you know, we've got this crisis. And, you know, which was completely irresponsible, I would say, to take the word of two people, you know, that are, you know, lifetime bureaucrats.
What? As a 25 cent guy, I look at it and I go, okay, why would somebody be corrupt like that?
you know, because I'm still cherry a lot of the information. I go, these people are experts in their field, and they see this, and they're helping Trump, and Trump is there. And I know Trump in the sense of he's a good American, so he's probably listening to these people. But how do you get so corrupt, man? It's just money. The money?
How does smart lady get arrogance, out of all? Arrogance, because they had gotten away with it so many times before. Okay? They've gotten away with it. That they become much more, you know, bold and blazoned to just put it in our faces. But remember, the masks never worked. Okay,
and words from his own lips.
Yes, yeah. Fauci said, you know, before the pandemic, he said, you know, don't wear the mask. They're not
you
effective.
Had all these people wearing
go find
masks
it. Go
in
look
their
it
car.
Up on 60 Minutes. Yeah, you'll have an interview with 60 Minutes.
So March of 20, he said, don't wear the mask. Okay, then in May of 20, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, no benefit to the mask. Okay, because remember, we know that the virus was much, much smaller than the large, wide openings of the masks that are available to people. And so then they said, you know, it's the N95 mask. Mm-hmm. But July of 20, just less than 2 months later, he says, no, you do need to wear the mask. And then do you remember when they started saying wear two masks?
Yes, double the masks.
Double masks.
And the you got people putting masks on vents in their cars with nobody in the car with a mask on them, passing out, hitting light posts because they
don't get any oxygenation. Right. We knew that, you know, their oxygenation dropped by about 6%. And to do this to children, and, you know, I was looking at my grandson and I was, you know, mouthing M and B and P and all this, and he's looking at my lips. He's trying to understand, you know, he's 9 months old. He's trying to understand how to speak.
Girl, and I know you may have PTSD with Nam. We're having PTSD with this COVID crap.
We are.
We are.
We are. I mean, I feel it. And, you know, the first death rate by the CDC was reported in June of 20. Y'all want to know what it was?
Part of control is confusing people. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. They don't know who to believe or what to believe. And this is
people
one of the reasons.
People need a hero, a rescuer. And they want to be the rescuer.
Hegelian dialectic. Hegelian
create dialectic. A problem and a solution. And this,
fear. But it's all fear.
Right.
The CDC has flip-flopped so many times, you can quote anything you want to from the CDC. And one of my providers for medicine sent me an email and about, you know, what was going on or whether they were going to be wearing masks in the office and stuff. And they said, we'll be following CDC guidelines. And I said to myself, which ones?
Right, right. Well, they've been disproven. And then they would throw out misinformation.
Yes.
You know, they called us misinformation. And I was first censored for misinformation when I published a PowerPoint slide from a CDC ACIP vaccine committee lecture on myocarditis. I just posted their own research, mm-hmm. the CDC, and I showed, look at the rate of myocarditis in these young people with this vaccine. And I was censored and locked out of Facebook for that. And to be called misinformation and not have any, there is, you know, like, who are the fact checkers?
I want to ask you a question, Shelley. You've heard, they've got these videos out of people just dropping dead behind the
yes.
lectern, sports and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I have a question. I want your opinion. Do you think we're seeing more of this because people are hyped up and they're looking for anyone they can find and it makes it look like it's a tremendous problem? Or is this something like, oh my gosh, this shouldn't be happening? What's your thoughts on it?
So I would look at the best people for data. And who is that? Insurance companies. Okay, they've destroyed the foundation of data collection in medicine. You know, remember when we had Scott Jensen on the show in Minnesota And he had reported that the death certificates were altered and that they were now saying that you need to report a COVID death on category one on, you know, on the top of the death certificate. And you know, people would be dying of coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, or diabetes.
I think I read something, if you had died in a car accident and you had COVID, they would still mark it that you died of COVID.
Yeah.
That happened. Since there was a pandemic, the insurance company would not pay. And the girl was, she left home. She had had no symptoms. Nobody knew anything. But they suddenly discovered COVID after they did, when they were doing the autopsy from the auto wreck.
Right.
Yeah, they did. They didn't die from COVID. Mm-hmm. They died with COVID.
Right.
You know, there's a big distinction.
Yeah.
You know, so
guy gets shot in the head, happened to have COVID,
you
but
died from COVID.
Died with COVID.
Right.
Okay.
So let's overinflate our COVID numbers, right?
Right.
And so it destroyed the data collection. So now heart disease dropped and, you know, all of these diseases were...
Let's pick that up after the break.
Okay.
We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Hey,
radio program, finishing up hour number two with the final segment. Got a whole other hour to go with Dr. Shelley Cole. The number here is 254-697-6633. Shelley, I had a caller call in and was asking, I was doing it while you were speaking, I was trying to keep low and I didn't hear all of it, but I think the gist of it was, are some of these shots worse than others? I mean, they're all bad, but is one based on information you may have had that says, hey, this one's worse than the other one? Maybe it's because people are asking the ones who have taken the shot already.
Wanting to go get a COVID vaccine.
That I don't know, but let's just let's eliminate that part.
Right. So, I mean, I think a lot of people want to know, was my bad? And I know there were websites, certainly, to you could plug in your batch. You could plug in, you know, the lot number in the batch and be able to kind of tell, you know, how many deaths have occurred with that specific batch.
So the different shots are, it would be equivalent to me having a knife cutting myself. He died of 2 knife stabbings instead of 5 knife stabbings. Is that about what it ends up being?
Listen, I think all vaccines have now been put into question.
Yeah.
Finally, I mean, I've been studying this since 2019. I really started in March of 2019. And what took me on the journey, and because we've talked about dentistry before. Mm-hmm. And so I was worried about the vaccines because my son had just gotten married. And I knew that they were going to be starting a family. And I thought, you know, I have this uneasy feeling about vaccines. Kids are so sick these days. The incidence of autism is now 1 in 32.
Which is crazy.
It used to be, what, 1 in 65,000?
Well, it was 1 in 10,000 in 1980.
Okay.
1 in 10,000. And so I just had this really uneasy feeling. So I started on a journey. And I started reading about the vaccines, and I learned, you know, oh my gosh, well, they got mercury in them, you know, the old thimerosal, and then they did get the bulk of thimerosal out, but then they kept it in multi-use vials like the flu shot, so people were still getting mercury, and it was like, man, what is that? And so then it took me to the dentistry, which the mercury and toxicity of the silver fillings, and that took me to root canals and the dangers of root canals and infections in the jaw causing autoimmune disease and cancer. Mm-hmm. But
Shelley, do you think if you were to take each one of those separately, let's say the populace out there didn't consume all the other things you just mentioned, but just got the dental aspect of it, could the body be healthy enough to overcome that?
It can. I mean, some people do great. I mean, I know somebody who really has, you know, looks exactly like she did when she was in high school, and she has 7 root canals.
But the problem may be we're so inundated with so many different aspects of pollution.
Right.
Plus genetics come into play.
Not as much as we used to think.
Really?
We used to, you know, chalk up genetics as, well, everything. But I'm sorry, there are too many cancers now. There are too many people with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. There's too many people with diabetes to now say it's genetic. So when we talk about genetic, we really talk about epigenetics, where the environment affects our genes. And I think that that's probably a better way to look at you know, genetic disease.
Is this a U.S. problem?
No.
Worldwide problem?
But I want to get back to the vaccine and the question, because we didn't answer, you know, So the vaccine, sorry guys. So the vaccines are all in question now. Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing, because we need to, because if you go back and look at, you know, really the history of it, where they took the liability away from pharma, yep. It was really during the Reagan administration, and Merck Pharmaceutical came to the Reagan administration and said, we are losing $20 for every $1 of profit with the vaccines, we're going to stop making them. And the Reagan administration said, well, why don't you make them safer? It sounds like a really good question to me. And the vaccine industry said, Vaccines are unavoidably unsafe.
Oh,
okay? Unavoidably unsafe. And so there's no way we can do it. So guess what? So the Reagan administration said, okay, so we'll take your liability.
Big mistake.
We'll take your liability. So Big Pharma no longer had liability for the vaccines. And it was unheard of. So if they knew of a side effect to their vaccine, they would have to report it on that big insert. But do you all remember when the COVID vaccine came out? And I don't even know if there is an insert anymore, but it was blank.
Yes.
And on the back of it, it said, you know, intentionally left blank, you know. And so, you know, because they had no idea what the side effects or the adverse effects, because
but they were suppressing them.
You're right, Rayford. You're right. I remember reading the phase 3 trials of Pfizer, and when there was a pregnancy issue, they said, you need to report if you are exposed a pregnant woman to, you know, if you are either around inhalation risk or contact, you need to report it, because they knew something was nefarious. So you literally had a pregnancy form that you had to fill out. If you were a participant as a male and your wife got pregnant, you had to report it within 24 hours to Pfizer as a participant of the trial.
Have this problem with record keeping, and they lost 265 out of 295 records or something of the pregnant women involved in the test.
And the majority of them did have stillborns. Yes, that's very true.
Shelley, I have a question. You're saying the manufacturer's liability was taken away in the Reagan administration. And then that causes a major problem, because then they can make stuff and not have to worry about it. Here's my question, since you're a doctor. What would it take to reverse it and make it still an incentive for pharmaceuticals to make drugs? Let me clarify. Okay, you're not liable, or you're going to be liable, but we're going to make it very tax beneficial to you. We're going to maybe contribute some, but you're still going to be liable. What can we do?
They should always be liable.
But
I mean, they need to make a safe and effective drug.
That's not the case, though, Shelley. That's not the case. They are not liable at the moment. What does it take to reverse the trend that the pharmaceuticals say, okay, we'll still make it because we're liable, but we'll still make it because you're giving us a lot of padding on the other side. So they're getting off a lot of padding, but at least we're going to get, air quote here, safer drugs.
I don't know. So I don't know really. I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
It's all right.
Yeah. So if you can turn off the clock too, I'd appreciate it. Can you turn that on?
So where are you out of your notes?
Yeah. I think that the vaccine industry, it was a windfall. It was the biggest windfall possible. And so I'll give you an example. The hepatitis B vaccine for children is given day one.
Yes, we've talked about that before.
Day one.
That's
okay.
Scary.
Now, hepatitis B is a sexually transmitted infection.
Right.
Or it's you get it through IV drug use. Mm-hmm. Right. So children are not at risk of that until they have that kind of risk behavior in their lifestyle.
Right.
Or if mom has it, and mom can be tested
they
for
can,
like
yeah,
$25, okay? So they're giving it to children, and our SIDS rate in the United States is 10 times the normal death rate of all industrialized countries in the world,
right.
Okay? And no one else gives this hepatitis B day one. Mm-hmm.
Well, they claim, I think we looked it up when you were here last, for liver failure in infants to prevent liver or kidney failure due to hepatitis B contamination from the parent. And that's why they say that they give them that on day one. You can look that up.
Well, it'd be a lot cheaper just to
test
mom.
The mom.
Just to test mom. Yeah.
And safer.
Right. So, but So they can they have rationale. Like it always sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, the reasons why they do these things, it always sounds good.
Right.
But unnecessary. You know, it morally, you know, you've got to wonder, and following the money obviously gets us there. You know, then we finally eventually see it. So can I give you all a little quick history overview of, because I took this journey a long time ago, because for 25 years or so, we don't have much time.
30 seconds.
Oh, a whole 30
That's
seconds.
That's why I was like, hold on.
All right.
If it's a lot.
You know, so for 25 years, I've been on this journey, and my patients would say, I don't get it, Dr. Cole. You tell me one thing, my doctor tells me the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't get it. And so I read this quote from the past editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. She said, it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the medical research published or to rely on judgment of trusted physicians. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as the New England Journal of Medicine editor.
I feel the same way. Same way. And it's because of... All right, we'll be back.
We got to take a break.
It's because...
We'll be right back.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TAC. CLB009432E.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free child care, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Lennox High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale at 98.5 FM KRXT. Check us out at Facebook Live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call in to Dr. Shelley Cole here, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, all the programming put into podcast form, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Why don't you be one of them? And just got a lot of, look, there's so much information going on here. We've been doing this for so long that when one sentence comes up, it opens up dialogue to five other conversations. It's impossible. It's almost impossible to shut up, Shelley, because it's like, what about this? What about?
Well, we've gone into so many subjects that it almost comes back around, and then we jump from the vaccine to liver failure to...
But the other thing is, and we did this on the other show, with the five-day show we had, right. 3 hours a day, they trusted us. Because we weren't there to put out bad information. If we made a mistake, we'd correct it.
Right.
And so when Shelley makes a comment and then there's three conversations, that is from people who are, air quoted, trusted. I'm hoping you all trust me out there. Because of our history and our homework that we've done on prior engagements. Yeah. I'll pause.
Yeah. Well, I had just given a quote from Marcia Engel, who was past editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. And you have to understand that that's kind of like the medical Bible. That's the new research that is coming out, that's published from all over the world, the most widely respected medical journal in the world. And she says, you can't even trust it anymore. And I was stunned. I was like, what are you talking about?
Shelley, I'm going to go over here because you're getting a crick in your neck.
And then, I also want to quote the past editor of The Lancet, which is also a highly reputable medical journal. And he said, the case against science is straightforward. Much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may simply be untrue. Afflicted by studies with small sample size, tiny effects, invalid exploratory analysis, and flagrant conflicts of interest, together with an obsession for pursuing fashionable trends, science has taken a turn towards darkness. And so he's the past editor of The Lancet. Richard Smith, past editor of the British Medical Journal, the poor quality of medical research is widely acknowledged, yet disturbingly ignored. The leaders of the medical profession seem only minimally concerned about the problem and make no apparent effort to find a solution. And so, in other words, the medical literature that your doctor reads out of these medical journals that we're supposed to trust to keep ongoing, continuing medical education are worthless.
Yes.
They're bought by Big Pharma.
Yes.
70% of their revenue is Big Pharma. So do you think they're going to publish anything against the COVID vaccine?
No.
No. Do you remember the New England Journal of Medicine article that came out and they said, the COVID vaccine does not affect the miscarriage rate. I know Rayford knows this.
I remember.
And what we found was they misallocated 700 pregnancies that couldn't possibly be a miscarriage because they were, by definition, in the third trimester of pregnancy, and they would be called a stillborn. But they redefined them as first trimester miscarriage. And so they said, nope, there's no statistical difference between unvaccinated versus vaccinated. And so the vaccine's safe. But when they accurately and correctly allocated those stillborns to the third trimester, they found that 81% of the women in the vaccine group had the miscarriages. It was 81% risk for miscarriage.
Shelley, what causes people to say, I hear you, but they keep doing the same thing anyway? What is it? Fear of the unknown? Fear of change?
Well, yes. I think once they come up with they've made up their mind, you know, and they turn it off. I think oftentimes they'll turn it off. They don't want to hear it anymore.
That's a lot to handle. So that if you don't actually take it in too well. I mean, I know I've asked a lot of people that with just the show. They're like, do you really believe in all the stuff y'all talk about? And I'm like, you really don't? But why would our government have that in mind? Why? What do they get out of it? That's the most. That's the mentality of a lot of people.
There used to be a time, I always go back to the guy who came up with the polio shot. He had no benefit from it. He did it out of because of his love of life. And I know you're going to argue with me on this, but the point is that he had...
Louis Pasteur and I, we'll have a show on him, okay?
He had no profit in there.
It was... It's been around. Come on. So it may have been power. It may have been prestige. It's just like these, you know, past editors say, the conflicts of interest, the power grabs. They want to research, you know, fashionable trends of, you know, medicine that are insignificant. Like they have... you know, diversity, equity, inclusion criterias, and so they've got to satisfy those. So who is doing our research now? What kind of research are they doing? I mean, half of it is worthless, okay? So how can a clinician on the front line, you know, doctors taking care of patients, what do they do? So they have to trust somebody. So they, okay, well, I trust the CDC. And, you know, the CDC's, you know, Centers for Disease Control, supposed to control disease, but now they're, you know, off on some crazy tangents. All I can say is it's been going on a long, long time, and we'll do a show on Louis Pasteur, and then you'll be mad again, Matt. Okay.
You know, you baffled me on that one. You really did, because I thought...
I like doing that.
Well, let me explain to you why I was baffled. It's because, remember in the 80s, they took the liability away, there's profitability, yep, and all that, yep, kind of stuff. Okay, so we go back in time when that didn't even exist, and there's polio out there. And we have this vaccination, I guess, that takes care of this polio problem.
Right.
It worked, but the doctor had no incentive, no financial profitability. But you looked at me with a strange... What am I missing?
Well, there's always been profit. And there are different, you know, definitions of power, prestige, influence. I mean, a lot of those things are mighty enticing. And, you know, we had a lot of those during the pandemic, you know, rise and fall, like Simone Gold, you know, with my group, America's Frontline Doctors. You know, I was with them, and I saw it starting to turn sour, and I said, I'm out of here. And I remember driving home from a summit in San Antonio in July of 21, and I said, I've got my practice, you know, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to hunker down, and I'm just going to take care of people on the telephone, you know, which is what we did. And I, you know, I feel vindicated. I, you know, we know that we kept a lot of people out of the hospital, and that was my goal, you know. But let's go back in time a little bit and understand. We're not going to go back to Louis Pasteur with this show, but let's go back to 1980, okay? And because these are some really pivotal times, because we used to have protections. The government protected us. There were laws that the government would put on the books to protect us, right? And so in 1980, the Bayh-Dole Act was during the Reagan administration. The Bayh-Dole Act allowed hospitals and universities to receive royalties, okay, off of their inventions. Oftentimes, those inventions were paid by the government. So it was a win-win situation because the government's paying, you know, for the research, but now the private entity, university or hospital, you know, gets the patent. And so patents went from less than 5% in the public and skyrocketed, as you can only imagine. And I remember presenting this back in 2013 for the first time in my class, and we had a patent office lawyer in my class at the time, and I looked straight at him and I said, am I right? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, he just shook his head, yeah, you're right. So the Bayh-Dole Act opened up a lot of money in medicine. And so, and I give this an example when I used to do talks during the pandemic. Pretend that you're the chairman of a department at a university, okay? And you're trying to, you know, juggle the funds and the budget's been cut. And in walks, you know, one of your researchers and he says, I know how to cut the risk for diabetes. I know how to lower the risk for heart disease. I know how to lower the risk for cancer. You know, I want the money, you know, versus the other researcher who says, hey, if you tweak the structure of this drug, we can get another patent on another drug. Mm. And so that's why, you know, the pharma exploded. There's a lot of science in, and there's a lot of medicine now, money in medicine and science.
Okay.
We monetized it.
She's telling me we got to go to a hard break.
So oh, got to go.
We're going to take a hard break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
We'll be right back.
Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. That's your host. I want to make a comment. Mm-hmm. Behind the microphone here, I was talking to Dr. Shelley, and she was clarifying some questions with me, which made me think of my real estate days. I went to real estate school.
Real estate?
Yeah, real estate.
I didn't know this.
And, yeah, I used to sell it in the 90s down there in Austin. Made a killing. But here's the deal. When I was taking the real estate course, there was a gentleman in there. I liked him a lot. He was a nice guy. And he wrote a book. He was a nice guy because he was very knowledgeable and he was able to present a class well. It kept your attention. But he wrote a book. It was called Perception of Value. Mm-hmm. You may think it's worth this, but in reality, it's only worth this. And I bring this up for this point. The perception of people coming up with drugs in this conversation that we're having is presented in a certain way. But if you go and look at the details and do your inspection, you come to find out other truths that make you scratch your head and just shake your head. And I don't know. I hope if you've been listening, I hope you can connect the dots on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, corruption in medicine has been going on a long, long time. And so we just covered the Bayh-Dole Act from 1980, which monetized science. Okay. That second researcher that would go to the chairman of the department and tweak the structure of a statin, a cholesterol med, or, you know, just republish and refurbish a drug for another indication. You know, they make a lot of money doing that, okay? And so I assure you that manufacturer and that patent holder is going to use any statistic that they can to make their drug look good. Okay? Now, when I was at Mayo, I remember they forced us to take a statistics course. And it was a crazy complicated, it was a graduate statistic course. Okay? And like we were in the OR, and I would have to leave the OR in the middle of a case and go to my statistics class. And it was very complicated. The first homework assignment that I did, I timed it. It took me 18 hours.
I've always heard statistics. Thank you. It's very complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. My brother has a PhD in statistics. So it is very complicated. And guess what? Scientists can distort statistics any way they want to. So first of all, they can change the primary outcome of the study. So, you know, if like, for instance, a cholesterol med, they may say lowers your risk for a stroke and a heart attack and death. Well, if they don't find that in the study, then they find some other thing like, oh, well, it lowered hospitalizations from 3 days to 2 days, you know. So, nevertheless,
can I connect you with beer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say the name of it. A major American manufacturer.
As long as it's not Bush or whatever.
Or Bud Light. A major brewery. I had an individual who I know worked there. I was able to get a VIP tour and get to see everything. I mean, you get where beer becomes beer. They got a little pigtail. You get the freshest beer you can get. But he was telling me, he was an accountant, and he was saying he did all this work on the account, and the people above him go look at it and go, no, you need to change these numbers because the bosses don't want to see this kind of stuff. It reminds me of what you were just saying here. Make it work until they like it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, listen, when I was a little girl and, you know, before 1980, when my dad was practicing medicine, he would come in and I would remember him saying, Shelley, they've just studied this medicine and they found that it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he was kind of depressed, kind of sad, you know, oh, okay. Well, it was a disappointment. We hoped that it would help, mm-hmm. but it was very important because we didn't go down that rabbit hole anymore. Okay. The stupid drug didn't work. So it didn't work. We know that. So let's not waste any more time on
right.
it. Oh, well, now.
We're going to tweak it until it does something.
Yeah. Now they say it's literally unethical to not put someone on a statin, a cholesterol medicine, you know. And so they don't even compare to placebo. They compare to a previous statin, which is worthless to begin with. Okay. So we were talking about earlier absolute risk versus relative risk. And so the clinician on the front line, and I'm so thankful I took that stupid statistics course, even though I did lead a petition to get it, you know, canceled. I went into the chairman of the department and I said, here is a signature of every resident. We want to stop taking this course. And he said, Shelley, I'm totally impressed with your leadership skills, but I'm sorry, you're going to still have to take the course. So, you know, years later now, I'm very thankful I took the course because I have a little bit of knowledge that I can read those articles and go, now, wait a minute. This is sort of the statistics. And again, making big pharma look good.
Well, do they make you take that class so you would do just what you just did?
Yeah.
Or they want you to know the class so that you can manipulate it?
Both. Yeah, both.
That's who you are.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of sad, but it's probably true.
It is sad.
Okay, so let's fast forward to 1986, okay? And this is when the Reagan administration and Merck episode happened and the National Childhood Vaccine Act occurred, okay? And they have now a vaccine injury court that it literally you have to sue the government, Health and Human Services, to sue, you know, for redress of these vaccines. So like if you have a child with autism and you believe it was related to the vaccine, you have to sue the federal government. And
good luck.
Yeah, and good luck. How many attorneys are going to be willing to do that?
It's going to cost you a lot of money just to do that.
Right. But they have already distributed over $5 billion.
That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. But it is $5 billion still. I mean, still, it's a lot of money. So let's fast forward to 1992. This one you all are going to love. It's called the Prescription Drug User Fee Act. And what it did was it allowed pharma to pay a fee to the FDA, the regulatory agencies, to expedite the approval of their drug. So if they wanted to get it done really quick, they just pay them a lot of money.
It's the same thing with traffic violations. You go into the court, and they're going to say, you're going to pay cash or credit? You pay cash, I can drop a little bit off. They want the money. It's all about the freaking money.
But the FDA is supposed to regulate. They're supposed to protect us from pharma.
Bought and paid for.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, I went to the FDA website, and I looked at the fine print. But they actually weren't even hiding it at that point. They probably are at this point. But at that point, they were saying, we get so much money from pharma. 41% of our revenue comes from pharma. I'm like, you're telling us this? But they were proud of it because it wasn't from, you know, the federal government. You know, they were making money. So
you won't be able to find that now.
No, you won't. You won't because nobody trusts the FDA,
right.
You know. So that was in 1992. And so now you can't trust hospitals because of, you know, and we have a tertiary referral center in my area that actually has a patent office in the hospital.
Jeez.
Okay? So, you know, you can't trust wow. hospitals. You can't trust universities, right? You can't trust...
Government.
Government. You can't trust the regulatory agencies. You can't trust pharma, right?
God, the list.
The list keeps going on. And so now fast forward to 1997. Okay, and this was a really big one, and it was very insidious, you all. It was the direct-to-consumer advertising. And so what happened there, before pharma couldn't advertise.
That's right. Now you see them.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on, be honest. How many of you even heard of half of this stuff we're talking about? That's correct. You haven't. That means they get away with it. It just slips right through the cracks. And when a person like Dr. Shelley presents it to you, you're like, huh? What? Huh? What?
But it's almost so unbelievable to hear it for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
You doubt. You're like, what?
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Why would that even happen?
It's crazy. Well, follow the money.
Yeah.
So the media, they bought and paid for the media,
right.
Okay? And so now, and I remember Tucker Carlson, probably about, what, it's got to be maybe 12, 15 years ago. He had Bobby Kennedy Jr. on. And I'm like, man, this guy's a Democrat, and he's coming on, and he's exposing some truth, and like, wow, this guy's kind of articulate, intelligent. What's going on with this? You know, and it was kind of a controversial discussion. But as you can see, no one exposes pharma mm-hmm. anymore because 70% of their revenue comes from it.
Look, I'm worried about that guy. Kennedy.
Oh yeah.
I mean, with the Kennedy name, you got to worry about some nutcase.
Won't even give him any
protection. That's right. I gotta go to a heartbreak.
We'll be back. I'm like, what is that pig? Yabbity yabbity. Good day, folks.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
We'll be right back.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure. I'm like a parrot, man. I'm just like a dog on command. Okay, Matt, go. I'm like, yes. I'll be thinking 20 different thoughts, and all of a sudden, there I am on the microphone. Welcome back. Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program.
He never, Rayford left, but he never said the author of his quote, I want to know. Huh. He said it was your favorite.
Okay, the author of the quote is Klaus Schwab. Q-ball, I call him.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, I was having a discussion behind the microphone. You probably can if you're watching on Facebook, you can probably see the stress. It all boils down to this. If you're an American and you love your country and you know your Constitution and your Bill of Rights, that's the template. If you're a Christian, the template's the Bible. If you're American, the template is the Declaration and the Constitution and the Bible, okay? And when anything happens, overlay it to the Constitution like the Colonel did this morning when he was talking about digital currencies, mm-hmm. and he went through the Bill of Rights.
The list, yeah.
Okay? Overlay it, and you're going to say, If you're a true American, if you're a true patriot, you will understand it. If you've been deluded, washed, don't care, don't give a damn, whatever the case may be, you're part of the problem. I've paused.
Well, you know, my philosophy on life can be summed up by one quote, and that's Edwin Burke, or at least he is attributed to the quote, and, you know, it's Shelley's version is, all evil needs is for good men to do nothing.
That's right. That's Thomas Jefferson, yeah.
So if you just sit back and are expecting someone else to take over for you and to fix this.
That's what I said is a big problem, is nobody wants to be the leader because it takes too much responsibility. People now, I feel,
because they see Donald Trump as the leader, and like he's being eviscerated, but he's got enough money, enough stature, and enough history behind him.
But I think it even starts smaller than that. Like, even locally, nobody wants to be the leader.
Well, they all want to go home, and we want to go home. We want to relax. We're working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go home. We want to relax.
Our money
means
nothing anymore, so
right.
We're having to work four times as hard and long as we ever have when taxes taken out twice as much.
Yeah, it's appalling.
Yeah.
It's really, it's appalling.
So what's there to work for? What's the end goal?
It could seem hopeless, but part of that you were talking about, I'm a Christian, and, you know, I know that God's in charge, mm-hmm. and I know that he has good plans for us to prosper and not to fail. I believe that he's in charge, and I am not going to give up.
No,
right, you can't give up.
Nowhere in the conversation right. I said give up. No, not at all.
But I mean, it's discouraging.
Yes.
Listen, you know, when I have a class, we have a wellness class, and it gets pretty discouraging Wednesday and Thursday. And I say, I always tease them, I said, and on that happy note, we'll see you next week. You know, and they're like, oh my gosh.
I have to go.
You know, Shelley, it'd be the same thing as if you're
so
on the
depressing.
River. If you're on the river that goes over the Niagara Falls and you're in a boat, okay? And the point of no return, here's the question, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to stop paddling? No. Even though the cliff's coming, you're going to try and paddle a little harder.
Right.
That's
right.
The same thing with us.
Right.
Until
this country is going over Niagara Falls. Am I going to stop paddling? Hell no.
Right.
And I won't stop paddling while I'm falling. When I hit the rocks, if I'm still able, I'll still paddle.
No matter how painful it is, I would rather know the truth.
Yes.
Than live in denial and ignorance. And
blue pill, red pill.
That's right. So I just want to kind of outline their diabolical plan. And I'm willing to say that at this point, because as I was reading this and I was like, they did what? They added this? They did that? I'm like, they set this out, you know, and they knew. So the PREP Act became law in December of 2005, okay? And it's called the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, PREP Act. And it provides immunity from liability to certain entities and individuals.
Right.
Now, it's for emergencies, okay? It's not for a pandemic, which is a public health issue. But when they define it as a emergency use authorization or they, you know, the PREP Act, those are really in a situation of war or, you know, where you are weapons of mass destruction. You're in a defensive, this is a military situation, not a civilian situation. And so on March the 10th of 2020, this was early in the pandemic, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, made the determination that there was a threat to health. Okay, this guy is an attorney. He's a lobbyist. For him to make this determination is shocking. And he said, or it may constitute a threat to health. So again, it's a power grab, you all. It's a power grab. They started and they called it the public health emergency. And they said it's effective retroactively to February the 4th, 2020. And it's to provide liability immunity to covered persons who engage in, quote, recommended activities related to COVID. Okay?
If you believe that the government is corrupt, do you honestly believe that they would put somebody in a position like that without checking them out, making sure that they're going to
do is everything they say. And
they're going to say, listen, we'll give you lots of perks and benefits, but you got to do what we say.
I think the hard part is people to grasp what is the whole point of them being so corrupt. Like, what is the reasoning?
Well, you want to know the reason? It's a revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went back and looked at his employment history. Okay. So he was with Health and Human Services. He was an attorney at Health and Human Services. January of 2007, he left government. He went to Eli Lilly in June of the same year. Okay. He's the guy that tripled the price of insulin. Okay. Now, insulin's been around since the mid-1960s.
Right.
And he tripled the price of it. I mean, it's supposed to be on generic, and it shouldn't be expensive at this point, but he tripled the price. So in 5 short years, he became president of Eli Lilly, okay? He was a lobbyist on the board of directors. And 5 years later, he left Eli Lilly, January of 2017. Guess what? November 2017, nominated as Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's back in the government, back at HHS. So it's this revolving door where they know. So we're talking about a 5-year, you know, this is all. So he's already back in. 10 years later, he's back in the government. Okay. Trump nominated him in November of 2017. In September of 20, this is shortly before the 2020 election, Trump was pushing for getting drugs from Canada, certified drugs from Canada. The Democrats were against it. Right. Pharma, you know, the pharma was against it. It was, you know, Trump was trying to get drugs cheaper through Canada. And so Alex Azar certified the safety of drugs in September of 20. And guess what? January of 2022, I said, well, what is Alex Azar doing right now? That's what I went. It's very hard to find this stuff because, of course, you know, there's so much censorship on the web these days. But I did. And January of 2022, he is now working for Board of Life Science Logistics, which is a company that certifies Canadian drugs approvals. So he
it really is a revolving
he door. Is a revolving door wherever the money is coming from. So now it's not Big Pharma. He's going, you know, against Big Pharma because, you know, the United States. But now he's, you know, in this company that he got certificate. He literally certified them. If that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is.
Right.
Okay. It's appalling.
Matt, are you all right?
No, she's speaking, and I'm seeing my Dorcas controlling the southern border.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what I'm about to say may seem like totally opposite what, but it's going to totally link up to what she's saying. This individual, Mayorkas, he's a Delta Alpha. He's a dumb X. Okay? Mm-hmm. This guy is totally played and submissive to that. So when Shelley's talking about these people in these positions, mm-hmm. the individual themselves has no power in government. Government has got all the doors covered. The only way it works is when the masses instantaneously at one time agree upon the same thing to get something done.
Right.
So that's why they distract you, dumb you down, divide you,
scare you.
Okay? That's the reason. Think about it. Is one person that smart to handle it? No. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Thank you. finishing up the segment and the show, final segment with Dr. Shelley Cole, but I want to make a comment first. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Christian, listen to me. This nation is a miracle. It's a gift from God. Study your Bible, study your Constitution, study your Bill of Rights. For all of you who aren't Christian, and I could care less your denomination, I could care less if you're atheist, agnostic, whatever. The only reason you are able to do what you do is because of this nation. Be thankful for it, protect it, preserve it, scrutinize those who try to attack it. It's okay to have free commentary. That's freedom of speech. It's okay. That's okay. But when you overlay it to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Bible, if it's contrary, oppose those people. And if you can't, well, you better start learning how to oppose them. Start gaining knowledge. We're at dire straits. We're at a critical mass. Do it now or it's over. I have paused,
Shelley. I mean, we can't even say that we question the results of the 2020 election.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, yet 68% of Iowans question the legitimacy of the 2020 election. And yet you can't even say it or, you know, you're not politically correct. Don't say it.
You're a J6er.
Exactly. Exactly. So I want to cover my little diabolical plot, you know, that they kind of set forth. And so I read the amendments of the PREP Act. So it went into effect retroactively February the 4th. There are 10 amendments and 6 advisory opinions. And so I started looking at them. And so the third amendment, and it was performed in August of 2020. It was very interesting. It said this amendment also revises the definition of the category of disease, other diseases, health conditions, threats that may have been caused by COVID, including the decrease in the rate of childhood immunizations. So now they're saying that the decrease, and they just jumped to this conclusion. They don't have any studies to support it. It's actually quite to the contrary. Children who are unvaccinated do really well. But because people were suspicious of the vaccines, the rate of childhood immunization started to drop. And here they said, now one of the PrEP Act amendments actually includes the decrease in childhood immunizations as a risk for infection. It's an emergency. It's on the level of weapons of mass destruction in war. Now, people are not getting their childhood vaccinated. And so this limits the liability of those providers as well. Okay? So just because, you know, we started to question the benefit of the vaccines, then they started to make these amendments. And then if you look further down, the 7th Amendment, so we were talking about the 3rd, the 7th Amendment said, okay, now other healthcare professionals can administer, prescribe, dispense the vaccine. Midwives, paramedics, EMT, physician's assistants, respiratory therapists, dentists, podiatrists, optometrist and veterinarians. So you could go to your vet and you can get your COVID vaccine.
Wow.
after you finish checking my dog out, could you give me my vaccine?
You'll make $200 if you do it.
Oh my gosh.
That's based on that article I read, remember? They're pushing it.
Yeah.
Just I told her a while ago too that when I was reporting in the midst of the COVID stuff that they were paying that kind of money if you'd come get your minor vaccinated.
That's
every
right.
parent would get
money. Right here in Cameron.
Right here in Cameron, that's Texas. Right. I was reporting it.
Well, I was, that's and bribery. you were told that I was a loon for opposing
by
that.
By a certain person. We won't
listen,
name names.
You cannot coerce. You cannot incentivize any of these behaviors.
It because seems very illegal.
Because it's not a true informed consent. Mm-hmm. So we never knew what the risks were anyway, so we would never be truly informed what the risk of getting the vaccine was. But throw in, you know, pizzas and $200 and...
Remember Shelley in the old studio, I had a business card sized piece of paper, and it had booster shot, booster shot, booster shot. Nine of them, you take your booster shot, but the 10th one, you get a free pizza.
Exactly.
If you're still alive, you can go pick it up. Sponsored by Domino and Pfizer's.
And Pfizer, yeah. So how many commercials do you see, you know, on television that are Big Pharma?
A lot.
Almost all of them, right?
Well, half the time when I listen to a news article, it's brought to you by Pfizer. Pfizer.
Right. On the radio, there is... when we did CBS, I'm not sure if that still comes on every hour or not, but they have a lot of them in that.
So the last amendment I want to go over. So the 8th Amendment clarifies the qualified pharmacy technicians are authorized to administer childhood vaccines and COVID vaccines that are covered countermeasures. So now they're saying that the childhood vaccine schedule is a covered countermeasure in the PrEP Act. Mm-hmm. And then they said they are also authorized to administer seasonal flu vaccines. So now they threw in the flu vaccine. Mm-hmm.
Shelley, if I was to be the way I am, Big Pharma goes, we have no liability, so we're going to produce all this stuff. We want to make a bunch of money. We're going to pay the senators and all that kind of stuff to make them laws
lobbies.
That make lobbies. Okay. And they keep coming up with thing after thing after thing because it makes them more and more money. And they could care less because they have no morality.
Right. They don't care anymore. They're almost blind to what it does to people.
They're blind. They just don't care.
No, they're just so consumed with the way they are and the way they run things that they don't care. They just don't care anymore. If they ever did.
How much time I got?
I don't know, like 4 minutes.
4 minutes. I need 1 minute. Shelley, you got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I want to just tell people that they can come to the office and we do these free workshops where I kind of go over this stuff in detail. We cover causes of cancer. We talk about heart disease. We talk about Alzheimer's and debunk the myth that these are genetic conditions. Okay. And so it's kind of it's a conversation. And so I'd love for you to come. If you are interested, you just call my office. The phone number is 254-773-4900. And just listen to the ads.
It's limited seating, so do it quickly.
Mm-hmm. Limited seating. And just call and talk to Dolores. She'll get you on the waiting list if we can't get you in. But we usually do them the first Monday of the month, and usually around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So anyway, I tried to really lean on science today. I kind of went political just because we're kind of reviewing all of the
Shelley, you have
pandemic.
To go political.
Yeah.
Because political is basically the reason why we have all this crap.
That's right. That's right. So there are no protections for us anymore. You know, the government, the universities, the media.
Shelley, what if you
we don't have any protections.
What if you were childbearing again, and
right.
You're in today's environment.
Right.
What does it take to say, no, I don't want that? Or can you even do that anymore?
That's the thing, is if you don't, they call CPS on you and don't let you leave the hospital.
Or they may kick you out of the practice. You know, I mean, it's distinctly possible. That's why we have so many patients coming. They don't trust their doctors
right.
anymore. And it's horrible because, I mean, it's your health, it's your precious health. And, you know, if you have a real issue, then you have to go into the system, and that's when you get it between the eyes. You know, it's like, oh, man, they put me on 4 meds when I was in the hospital, and I can't get off of this stuff, you know. And now they're telling me, you know, if you don't take this blood pressure med, you're going to die, you know. I mean... We take people off meds, you know. We took a gentleman off his blood pressure meds, and he didn't die, okay?
Do you know dog and a cat die? They just go off.
Go into
a bush.
Yeah, they go off on their own.
And they just die. Leave me the F alone. Leave me the F alone. All right, I got 1 minute, Shelley. I've got to make some announcements. First of all, Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you on here. Great information. Thank you very much.
Time always goes by pretty quickly.
But I got to make a couple of special announcements here. Next Saturday, I will not be here. I will have CJ Grisham coming in to fill in for me. And
that should be fun. Me and CJ. Let's buckle up. Let's see what happens.
CJ, I give him a microphone. What's going to happen?
The whole time.
I'm conducting an all-day seminar, gun seminar on self-defense, home invasion. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Check it out. You'll see what kind of stuff I do, and I can set up another class for you. But I will not be here the 27th. Shelby will be running the board. CJ will be here. The Colonel will be here as well. February 3rd, there will be a live forum of the candidates for Constable in Precinct 2 here in Milam County. I've invited Doug Veach, Amanda Sanders-Duncan, Carlton Scott, and Candace Staton. Those are the ones running for it. And the reason I did that was is because I had access to them. I wanted people to stop voting for people they don't know and listen to the candidates themselves on particular topics. And I wrote down 6 to 8 questions, and I sent it to each one of the candidates. I said, this is what I want to ask you. Who wants on? And they all want on. So that'd be a very interesting conversation. All right. Shelby, fantastic job. Thank you very much. Dr. Shelley, it's always a pleasure. We'll be back next week. See you on the other side.